97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial Free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you this morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. Guys, crazy, shocking twist in Chelsea's love life that just dropped on us yesterday, but we found out about it this morning in our group text. All right, so just a little recap in case you haven't been following along with this novela. Every time a new man comes into Chelsea's life, we create a little novela for her. And this one is titled Chelsea y el Señor de los Baños.
Chelsea and the Man of the Bathrooms.
Chelsea's an amazing, beautiful, intelligent, strong woman that's single by choice because she has high expectations.
Yeah, and a lot of failures so far.
As
like
she
for
should.
Guys, like they just kind of like blah.
Yeah, guys are a failure,
it's
bro.
Tough out there, man.
Bottom line. So anyway, she met this one guy though this Sunday, guys, at a restaurant. As she was walking out of the bathroom, they connected. They locked eyes. He bravely approached her and asked her for her number. She instantly said she felt chemistry. It was like 4th of July, fireworks just everywhere.
Just exploding all over the bathroom hallway.
Don't do that sound effect, Ray.
Perfect. But then he admitted that, you know, a little side note, by the way, I'm on a first date with another girl right now, but I'm not feeling her.
Yeah,
no just, worries. Just, like,
I swiped on her on the dating app, but it's not working out. I'm just being honest and upfront about it. You called in, said
I felt
Chelsea.
Weird about it, for sure.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
I wasn't sure.
Not a red flag at all. I'm on a first date. No biggie.
Well, no, but it was a little bit. That's why, you know, but the listener, everyone said to go on the date, give it a shot.
Absolutely. So Chelsea went on a date with him this Wednesday night. Overall, went well. They were planning their second date after she decided to flow him and not flush him. El Señor de los Baños. But yesterday, we found out something shocking about El Señor de los Baños. Chelsea, what did you find out that shocked you and threw you back?
He's also hollering at one of my best friends.
Wow!
Right?
What?
It's crazy. It's honestly a crazy story.
Oh my gosh, that is so
wrong. I like still
wrong.
Can't believe it.
Okay, so let's unpackage this.
Yeah.
You just went on a date with him Wednesday night. You're planning on the second date, and you find out that he's hollering at one of your friends. How did you find this out?
Okay, so like I said, it's one of my best friends. I was picking her up yesterday because we were going out to dinner to kind of catch up on what would have been going on in our lives. So I pick her up from her apartment, and the minute she gets in the car, she's like, "Oh, I have this new neighbor. He just moved in a few months ago." She's like, "I'm pretty sure he's into me." And she's like, I was waiting for you to pick me up. And he was just like kind of lingering and like finally asked me for my number and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So she kind of like, you know, she touches on it and then we move on.
Right. Like, you're like, okay, whatever. Cool.
Okay, cool. So then
because obviously nothing came about, like he wasn't hitting on her while she was going to the bathroom. So you're like, it can't be the guy.
So she kind of, touches on it. And then I kind of tell her about my date and, you know, so
I guess
she's
just having girl
me.
Talk.
Yeah, girl talk. And then, you know, a couple hours into our dinner, she like looks at her phone. She's like, oh, he's like texting me. She's like, he won't stop texting me. He's texting me nonstop. And I was like, what's he saying? And so she's kind of telling me. And I go, well, is he cute? She's like, yeah, he's cute. He's definitely cute. And I go, show me a picture. Like, what does he look like? And she's like, well, I don't have his Instagram, but let me do some stalking. I'm sure I can figure it out because that's what we do, you know? And so she looks him up and she's like, oh, I found him, you know? And she passes it over. And she's like, this is him. And literally my body turned hot. And I go, Jen, that's the guy I went on a date with this week.
Whoa! Whoa! So awkward.
Yeah. And I didn't even know what to say or what to do because it's like, that is too coincidental. Like, this story feels not true because the fact that he lives in her building, and she doesn't live in a massive building at all, and it's only a few blocks away from me as well, and the fact that he just moved in, we went on a date, and him and I think it would have made more sense if we all met on, like, dating apps, but the fact that, like, I met him at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah,
no,
he was at
a restaurant.
Yeah, you're right.
So anyway, so I'm like, what do we do, Jen? Like, what do we do? This is, like, crazy. And we both decided to
play thumb war to see who stays with him.
No.
Because that's what I'm sure
it's like a
do.
Game of Survivor.
Right? So, paper, rock, scissors. Who's going to take
him? Who's going to get this dude?
Because he's so quality.
So we're like, let's send him a picture of us together.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. That's great.
Wow.
So we take a picture. We both look really cute in it.
Obvious.
Send the picture. And he doesn't respond for probably like 15 minutes and finally responds with like the most lackluster response. He's just like, oh, that's crazy.
That's yeah, it is, bro.
I'm like, okay. So then I'm thinking, like, he'll probably text me. Like, we're the ones that went on a date together. He'll probably text me and be like, oh, my God, that's so, like, isn't it ironic? Like, that's crazy. Whatever. No text from him. I don't get a text from him till what was it? This would have been...
This morning?
This morning.
Yeah.
He said... He sent me just a screenshot of a date that he wants to take me on. He goes, our next adventure, our next date. And I'm like, wait.
I love this guy.
Just totally avoiding the fact
right.
that
you just moved away from it.
know each other, and he's hitting on both
of
you.
I wrote to him, and I go, wait, are we ignoring the fact that you're hollering at my friend? And he wrote back, it's all just so crazy.
Yeah, that you're busted, homie.
I love that his answer to everything is like, isn't that crazy?
And I was like, not the answer I was hoping for. It's just so,
So does annoying. This mean that you are flushing el señor de los baños?
The man of the bathrooms.
Oh, 100%.
You're done.
Yes. All right,
good. I thought Chelsea was like, going to be like, hey, guys, what should I do now?
So turned off the whole situation.
We got an interesting call on line one.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Could it be el señor de los baños
the
calling
man
in?
Of the bathroom.
No, I'm scared.
Right now, trying to apologize to Chelsea?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. Wait, what?
Getting annoyed, Matt.
I love who's going to play that character.
Really? What are you slurping on, bro? That was loud as hell.
Is it a bomb?
Right now, I'm working, right? So I'm in the middle of listening to the radio, getting my job done. And then I hear Chelsea and this date. I was like, I knew it.
It's Brian from Paris.
Yes, by the way, if you don't know Brian from Paris, he's Chelsea's number one fan and always is like,
her.
Chelsea, you got to get help in the dating world. And he's always trying to help her out and whatnot. And you said, Brian, earlier this week, you called in. What did you say about this guy, el señor de los baños?
He's Rico Suave. He's a player by blood, yep. Not relation.
Brian, I need you on. I need you on speed dial because you need to screen all the guys that I meet and that get my numbers from now on. Okay.
What we need to do is just like let us pick out your guy and then narrow it down to the bottom three. But they have to have like a certain category, and then whichever one we think is right for you, one of those.
Brian just wants to get free dinner out of this.
He basically just pitched us on him running our version of The Bachelor. He's like, listen, me, Brian, and Edgar, we're all going to hang out together. We're going to go through your phone. We're going to pick the character, pick the guys, get him to a bottom three.
Yep. Brian, thank you so much for calling in, bro. You did warn Chelsea about this guy.
You're
one of the only people that was saying, don't give this guy a shot. Everybody else was like, go for it, Chelsea. Mm-hmm. You have nothing to lose. Great guy to gain.
And I'm glad I went because it's a funny story now, man. This is hilarious. I like, can't believe it still.
It is a funny one, but now everybody's like, oh, Brian was right. Especially that one that said, my mom met my dad, and that's how they got together. Flush that.
Flush that. BS.
Oh, I love that Brian prepares. Like, now everyone is saying, oh, Brian was right. Brian, thank you so much for calling in, bro, and always being so in tune with Chelsea's love life, my man.
Hey, thank you so much. I don't want her thinking I hate her. I love her.
Aww.
I just want the best for her.
Aww, so, that means
I don't want no creeps around her.
Oh, thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. You're the best.
No worries. Anytime.
I thought he was going to say, I know.
he wanted to.
Okay, I know.
Everyone knows.
Okay, I know.
Yeah, he was right, guys.
And I'm a pimp by blood, not relation, huh?
So, obviously, Chelsea is dropping El Señor de los Baños. Mm.
The man of the bathrooms.
And guess what, guys? We're back to una Chelsea.
One Chelsea.
Y cero hombres.
And zero dudes.
Here we go. Good times.
A lot of swiping this weekend.
Oh,
warm up that thumb.
I don't have time anymore. This is exhausting.
Chelsea, you know what it is, though, man? And I've been getting a lot of messages from other single women. They're like, we relate to this so much because this is literally what it's like dating nowadays.
It's tough.
Like, this guy legit just hollering at multiple women, doesn't even care that it's you and your friend and you know about this, wants to continue pursuing you.
And the problem is, I think we've said this before, I think Brian, you've said it, it's dating apps. It's like the access to so many people in a short amount of time. You literally in bed and can talk to eight different women or men at a time, you know, click of a button.
Listen, we got a text from the 213. Just came in, hot off the text press. No, these guys leave Chelsea alone. It'll happen when she's not looking, when she least expects it. The right one will happen naturally. Just have fun right now, girl. You are beautiful and so sweet.
That's sweet.
Well, Chelsea wasn't looking. She was walking out of the bathroom, remember?
That's the thing. You guys, like, come into my life. Like, I've said this before, I'm fine being single.
All right, 2 and 3.
I love my girls' nights.
Awful advice, what? 2 and 3. She's not looking, and it finds her.
Once again, we'll wrap up with this. The douche should still find her, even though she's not looking. We said this a lot of times, man. Yes, Chelsea's amazing. Yes, she's smart and beautiful. She's single by choice, but obviously she's open and giving dudes a shot.
It's unfortunately, just discouraging.
These dudes are not stepping up.
Well, and unfortunately, they're just taking shots at everyone in her life, too.
How about your friend?
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.